Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days. Plus, get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.
First of all, let's have a chat to the man who makes sure everything runs smoothly and puts it all together, the Warrnambool CEO, Pete Downes.
G'day, Michael. How are you going, mate?
Very well. How excited are you?
Yeah, look, it's been a long time, about 362 days we've been getting ready for this one again. So we had a great carnival last year and hoping to better it again this year.
This is Melbourne Cup week of country racing. For you, you said... you start planning as soon as the last one finishes. How many hours do you think you put into this week, making sure everything runs smoothly?
The last week's been very, very busy for the office team, but I'd say pretty comfortably the last month or two, the office has been just flying around the corner, trying to get everything organised. Particularly a difficult effort. Our racetrack can probably hold 4,000 or 5,000 people with its regular structures in place, so getting all that temporary infrastructure in place for food and toilets and drinks and everything like that, so it's a really big effort and a lot of operational work behind it.
You're only a young guy. This is your second Warrnambool Carnival. How much more comfortable are you feeling this year?
Yeah, look, the first year I was very nervous but didn't quite know what to expect. So this year I've been able to plan for it a little bit more, but we're feeling quite comfortable about it. I was sitting down with my track manager, Daniel Lumsden, yesterday at about 4 o'clock, and we thought we must have been forgetting something because things just felt like they were all ready to go.
It's great in the region. It means so much for this area. Everyone that you talk to at Warrnambool, they're talking about the races. It's a build-up for months ahead. Financially, how important is this for the region?
Yeah, it's huge. You speak to any local pub in town, any of the restaurants, any of the accommodation and even cafes and things like that. It's their biggest week of the year. A lot of the cafes where obviously Warrnambool's a big holiday hub, but they say the 3 days over May is nearly as good as their month down here over summer. So it's huge for the local economy, and we've got the figure to around about $30 million that it brings to the local economy over the 3 days. So we are getting a new study done on that this year just to try and really find down what it is work for everybody down here.
And you're a very important man, very popular over these 3 days, no doubt. How many people are hitting you up for tickets?
Yeah, I'm very popular for about 2 weeks of the year and then I go back to being just a regular old nobody. But certainly has been a lot of ticket requests coming through. But no, we do get a lot of people there and a lot of great friends do come down for it. So looking forward to it.
And of course, you're hosting a number of VIPs over this week. The politicians, I know the Racing Minister Martin Pakula will be down here, but there's quite a lot of politicians that have jumped on the Warrnambool train.
Yeah, I think it's known throughout Victoria as one of the best racing carnivals to go to, so a lot of the politicians like a lot of the punters like to get down, and they've managed to, I think they've obviously conspired a bit between themselves to get budget week sat on a different week than the first week in May this year, so we're looking forward to a good contingent of them coming down.
You mentioned the track manager before. We've had some rain overnight. What's the official rating and how are you expecting the track to play today?
Yeah, it's come up a heavy 8 this morning. We got 4.2 mil overnight last night, so we were nearly expecting it in the soft range today had we have not got that overnight rain. We've had about 27, 28 mil in the last 7 days, so it'll race as a genuine heavy today, but I think with a bit of wind around, shouldn't be any more rain on the radar for the next 3 days, so it'll get in that soft 7 range, I think, by about Wednesday.
Okay, so that's good. The forecast looking forward is that it's going to be reasonably fine days.
Yeah, it is. There's a possible shower this morning, but then I think that's done for the rain, and hope to be getting around that 16 or 17 degrees by Wednesday or Thursday.
Okay, Pete, there's been a lot of other issues about Warrnambool. We're going to talk about the carnival specifically in a moment, but one that's been bubbling along for quite some time is the issue with the beaches here. Have we got any closer to a resolution there with the training on the beaches in this area? And does this carnival give you more focus and more impetus to get something done?
Yeah, look, it certainly helps us. As you mentioned, we're having a lot of the politicians come down to see the carnival, so we'll use that opportunity to try and talk to them and make sure we do still have the support there. But certainly Minister Pakula and his team have been very helpful with us in this matter. But I think you and I were talking about on this radio show about 6 months ago when I thought things were going along well and would be finished quickly. So it has been a drawn out process, but we've got some really great support from the Warrnambool City Council locally. If you go down to the Pavilion Cafe today, you can see about 100-odd horses using the beach for swimming and a bit of beach work there, and a lot of people have been going down there to look at them, which is perfect. But disappointingly, the Moyne Shire voted last week to put a ban on Killarney Beach for beach access there. We wanted to look after a couple of the smaller local trainers to the Moyne area in that area at a limited number of about 16 a day. And yeah, they've voted against that, which is very disappointing for probably the Moyne Shire locals there, but we're positive we'll work with them and try and get a resolution as well.
Is there anything that can be done about that? Can there be some political pressure put on them?
Yeah, look, we'll go down that path. The announcement was only a couple of days ago, so we'll get May Carnival out of the way and look at that. But they can't reverse the decision for 3 months. But, yeah, we'll certainly be pushing pretty hard to get a different motion on the table and trying to get that through.
OK, and what's the thoughts of the local trainers? We know they're the lifeblood of Warrnambool and the area down here.
Yeah, look, they're understandably pretty surprised and disappointed. The training industry and the racing industry down here has been a really great growth industry over the last 5 or 10 years, and it's one of the few job industries that, you know, it really does create a lot of jobs, horse racing and horse training. You can't, a machine can't take that job over. So we are getting a lot of growth and a lot of jobs down here, and they're feeling a little bit bewildered and disappointed. They feel like they've been in the fight for about 12 months on this and, you know, continue to lose ground. So they are losing a bit of enthusiasm about it, or a bit of confidence in it. And yeah, it is, you know, I've spoken to some trainers and it's wearing off with their owners taking horses away from them and things like that. So it is wearing a bit thin, but hopefully with the good work the guys and you know, government and also Racing Victoria and CRV have been able to help us out, we can go push forward still.
And the Warrnambool Racing Club, I know you've been pumping a lot of money in, there's been a lot of renovations, and we'll get to see that in the Grand Annual this year as well.
Yeah, certainly. We've got the Briley paddocks been up redone recently, so that's hopefully in good nick for the carnival here. The grass certainly looks fantastic. It's obviously having a lot of earthworks in there. It still needs a little bit more time to settle. I think this time next year it'll be spot on, but it's in really good nick. We've got a sand fibre track that's just about being complete, so that was about a $1.2 million project funded by Minister Pakula and also Racing Victoria, so that's nearly at its end there. And we've got a swimming pool that's near completion as well, and as well as some other smaller projects. So things have been going really well down here, but we were behind the ball a little bit, so we're trying to catch up as much as we can.
It's been a coup over the last few years to get Gay Waterhouse here. We'll be talking to her very shortly, but how big is Gay and getting those big name trainers down here to the Bull? And are you looking for others? Are you trying to get Chris Waller or someone like that down here as well?
Yeah, I think we made a bit of a ploy for Chris Waller a couple of years ago to try and get a few down when he was looking at getting out his jumping licence, but we haven't managed to get him just yet, but we haven't given up on
that.
Yeah, you'd like to see her even jump over the sticks, maybe over a bit more length in the galleywood or something. But no, Gay's always fantastic, and she comes in and speaks at our ladies' lunch, and you know, she's spoken in the same ladies' lunch for 4 or 5 years, but she really is just a riveting person to listen to, and always great fun and loves the carnival.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You've got plenty of activities over the next 3 days, but you're also unveiling a brand new big screen, which we'll get to see today.
Yeah, the big screen TV. It's been a bit of a work in progress, but I can report that last night we had footage from racing.com streaming live down there and looking fantastic. So it's up and going now, and we'll be in action today, hopefully all going well. So yeah, that's another one that the VRIF Fund and Minister Pakula funded for us, or part funded with us. So a lot of things we're trying to put back to the punters as well this year. We've updone a lot of bars and done a lot of renovations in there too, so trying to give back to the people who continue to turn up every year and love the carnival as much as we do.
And a nice touch tomorrow, I believe there's going to be an auction for a share of a racehorse, and the money is going to Brenton Primer, who we know had that shocking fall here, I think it was in 2006, and he's now on a quest to try and make the 2020 Paralympics, and you're going to have this fundraiser to try and help him get there.
Yeah, look, it's been fantastic, the community getting behind this. We started the Brenton Primer Foundation 12 months ago, and we've been doing a few little things along the way that have got some money into it. We're hoping to try and get that up to about $25,000 this year at the end of the carnival. So we've got gold coin donations on the buses, but the main thing is we're auctioning 10% in a Magic Albert colt on Wednesday afternoon at about 3 o'clock in the mounting yard, and OTI have donated that share, and Matty Worms has also put up 12 months worth of training fees, so get to buy 10% of a really impressive horse. I believe the half brother or brother to this horse just sold for $440,000 at a sale. So OTI were good enough when they heard the they usually donate something for us. And when they heard what the cause was, they said, oh, we won't give you a mug, we'll give you this thing that's it's going to be a really handy horse. So, yeah, we're hoping we get some good bidding on that and get a good sale price, and hopefully we can help him get to the 2020 Paralympics.
Oh, that is outstanding. Well done to OTI there and Matty Williams, who we'll have in the studio just after 9 o'clock, for donating 12 months of the training fees. Mate, we've got to let you go because it is a very busy day. You've got a million and one things to do. I need two tips from you, though. I need a winner for the punters out there, and I need a tip for those who may be newbies to the Warrnambool Carnival, how to get through the 3 days.
All right. One tip for a winner, I think you might have mentioned it quickly, is a horse called ZM. I reckon he'll win the Briley very comfortably. I've actually got a runner in a BM64 1100-metre race at $20 that hopefully will be hitting the line somewhere near the front of him. But,
okay, what's it called?
Named Dexterous with Daniel Bowman.
What race is that?
About race 8 on the card, I think, the Carlton Draft Handicap. So.
Won't be too many dexterous people by then.
It beat Lady Selkirk in its first start, and unfortunately he's only gone on to win a BM58 at Coleraine, and Lady Selkirk's gone on to a few better things, but I'm hoping it might be able to give us something today. And as far as the trip for the carnival, wear something warm, but the weather should be good, and don't go too hard on the Tuesday or the Tuesday night specifically.
Good on you, Pete. Thanks very much for coming into the studio. I know it's a huge day for you. Good luck for the next 3 days. I'm sure it's going to be a cracker.
Thanks a lot, Michael, and good.
Do you sell stuff on Amazon, eBay, BigCommerce, your own website? Then you need ShipStation, a popular choice of online sellers across Australia. No matter where you sell, ShipStation automatically imports your orders, making them easier to manage. Plus, they help you get the lowest rates from all the top carriers, including Australia Post. Now you can try ShipStation free for 30 days, plus get a special bonus when you use the code SHIPPING. To learn more, go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone and enter shipping.